Mount Cheehaw is my Everest, and the Coosa is my now. Alabama's where I was born and raised, and I think I'll stay a while. We sing about sweet home and Dixieland delight. We tell stories.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks so much for listening on this Tuesday morning. Riley Green Day are going to be a part of Will Ainsworth's announcement on Friday night. That's a pretty high-profile campaign announcement guest, also the governor of Alabama, but who's anticipating. We're anticipating her announcement for re-election, too, but Ainsworth doing his event up in Gunnersville Friday night, and Riley Green supposed to perform there for that, so that's kind of neat. But anyway, enough of me babbling on. I need to bring on our next guest. Always a pleasure we could get her on, the former chairwoman of the Alabama Republican Party, and a friend of the program, Terry Lathan, on with us. Chairwoman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I actually have a lieutenant governor's event Friday night sketched in my calendar to try to attend. So I think that highly of Will, and 5-hour drive for Mobile there. But I miss being in that world somewhat. This is the way I could participate. You know, I couldn't do that when I was state chair for primary. I had to stay down, be quiet about it. But I'm a little bit freer now, and I plan to use that newfound freedom to support my friends.
Well, I think I'm going to head up there, too. It seems like a very interesting, in this post-COVID world, well, semi-post-COVID, but one of the first big political events. Got to try to go check that out as immediately after this program ends, but I digress. Chairwoman, you've been out of office for a while, and, you know, things, I guess, you like you said, you take a different approach to politics, but kind of give us an update. What have you been up to?
Well, honestly, I don't mind saying publicly. I had a full knee replacement, and that's one reason I didn't run again, Jeff, for state chair. I've been putting it off for a long time. For those of you listening that have had that, blessings to you. My expectations, unfortunately, Jeff, was on me. For my knee replacement, I was like, oh, good, I'll be up and moving in 2 weeks, you know, because I'm just wired that way. Those were incorrect. That was false. That was fake news. You're not up and running in 2 weeks, but I am almost up and running and ready to go again, getting ready to help my team and the political world. So rehabbing and helping my folks behind the scenes almost on a daily basis. I love the party behind the scenes. I'm also trying to fight off rumors that I'm running for Secretary of State or Auditor. They have never been true. But I've also found in politics, as hard as I try to stop those rumors, I can't. So I guess I can publicly say that. And I'm very honored that so many people have reached out to me. I do love election law, election integrity. But, Jeff, I like being in the party behind the scenes more than in the front. So all that going on in the last 3 months.
So no run for public office in 2022.
No, not right now. I really do enjoy the infrastructure and get behind that team. The Republican Party, our principles, the values, and getting our folks in place where they need to be, and serving them up to the voters and letting the voters decide. The voters in the state of Alabama have repeatedly broken records lately. Since I was chair from 2016, I've only been out of that office 3 months. But, you know, we flipped over 100 seats on the ballot. And our party switchers. And sometimes that word party switchers bothers people because I go, oh, they're just being convenient. I can tell everyone that our state party has a process where each county party makes that decision. They know the folks best. They know if they're being real or if they're not. And so over 100 folks in the last few years, I don't know where the Democrats go from there. They're not going to give up. And we certainly aren't going to take anything for granted, but our party's in good shape, but it doesn't mean we need to be complicit, because at any given day, Jeff, the voters, if you irritate them, make them mad, poke them, or they don't feel like you're listening, you know, they go a different way. So we do not take that for granted. I know I don't.
Well, let's talk about the Republican Party. I know you did a thing with the goobers at AL.com, but we won't hold that against you.
But I
find this kind of fascinating to watch. The Republican Party has evolved, and you've been a part of it long before it was the place to be in Alabama, back when this was a Democrat. You and Jerry, were fixtures in the party, during the end of the Wallace era there, and all the way up until, I guess, when things started to really come around, Guy Hunt wins the governor's race, things kind of trot along, and then in 2010, the legislature goes Republican, and then now we're where we are today, how much things have really, really changed. Where we are now, I think, is a question that's very interesting to me. And I don't find it necessarily to be hyper ideological like maybe it once was, but maybe more of a pro-American kind of approach. The Donald Trump, populism isn't really, it's not like a textbook ideology. It's more like what's best for the country and what approach do we take?
That's always the question for me. I've just found for me personally that the Republican Party platform, and I ask everyone to read it, read the Democratic one too, it's quite a contrast. That hasn't changed, Jeff. That hasn't changed over the decades, and it's not going to, because then we'll start losing our voters. But there's messengers and there's messages. And so that's what our party is looking at, who is messenger. And you know who makes that decision? Not the state chairman, not an executive committee, not the media, the voters. And so the voters pick the messengers, and we need to listen to our voters. And then there's the messages. We depend upon the people that are elected to be our put our messages out. They do that by their vote. Does everyone agree? No. Most of the time, yes, we do. And that's okay, just like our family. I'm good with that. I'm not going to burn the house down because one person doesn't agree with me on one thing or two things. If they're big ticket items, the voters are going to rear up on that. Sometimes we have to rear up a little bit too. But we really depend upon our voters. So I say, there's messengers and there's messages.
Well, the media always do these deep dives whenever there's an election, and they try to do the autopsy. And they treat Republicans like they're like zoo animal exhibits. What is the, what I mean? Like, we need to get inside the mind of the Republican voter. It's so bizarre what they do. Rather than try to look at it and, this is what voters did or whatever. But I don't know you can necessarily do it that way. I find the Trump phenomenon to be kind of a combination of things. Yeah, the policy and the populism and, the economic policy, foreign policy is a component of it. But I think this is a big part of it. I think people just don't like the way Washington is working. And they just want to kind of throw a wrench in the system there. And that was come in the form of Donald Trump. And it was a counter to what's going on. I'm not saying everybody who voted for him was that way. But they saw that they weren't getting the results they thought that they deserved, and that's kind of part of the phenomenon.
Yeah, no question. Look, in 2016, we had 17 very highly qualified, patriotic Republicans that have done so much for not just our party, but for our country and did many different ways. And what did the people say? The people of America said, we're going to hopscotch over you 16. Thank you for your service. But we want that guy. We want the escalator guy, and it is with that. They didn't just throw a monkey wrench in it. They threw the whole toolbox at it. And what they're saying is we want someone to listen to us. We are sick to death of the country or our elected officials not listening to us. Now, blessedly in the state of Alabama, we're a little bit different. Our folks seem to listen to us in Congress. I mean, the votes that our people and our team has cast has been, just spot on. I'm like, oh, there's another good vote. There's another great vote from our senators and our congressional members in the Republican Party. But, the voters in 2016, and listen, they're not going anywhere for the next one coming up. if President Trump decides, in my opinion, to get into this, he's going to be really hard to beat in a primary. There's a lot of people that felt like a lot of things went down wrong. They're not going anywhere. They haven't gone anywhere. So it will be interesting. But once again, we'll go through the primary process. The voters of our nation will decide that. Look, I have always said that Donald Trump, my words were, he's the master of his own universe. He grew up throughout his life basically making big decisions and moving big mountains. And he was always in a position to be in the top of that heap. And so it's very hard to tell him no. I always just think, boy, I'd hate to be the person to walk in the Oval Office and have to say, no, Mr. President, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Because I bet he'd say, well, go find me a way. Go over it, go under, blow it up, whatever you have to do. And I'll tell you what, Operation Warp Speed is a perfect example. He is not getting the credit. He did not get the credit. He had his hands full back then. Deserved. I am thoroughly convinced that the Democratic president, this mess, this virus that started in them, we'd still be having hearings and committees and, I don't know, playing paper, box, scissors to figure out what to do. But Donald Trump moved mountains for our nation, no question about it. I think people like that kind of motion toward folks.
He
delivered.
I think you're right. Well, here's the thing. Watching kind of the post-Trump era news coverage, and they still, a lot of the media want to still talk about Donald Trump. You hear Democrats in Alabama, speaking of a rare zoo exhibits, but when they talk, well, we just think the state does better when there's two healthy parties and there's balance. But here's the problem. Democrats, their whole mantra for the last 4 or 5 years was, anything but Donald Trump. It was always about getting Donald Trump out of office. And not necessarily, maybe if you're AOC or whatever, you have a different view of Bernie Sanders of the way the country should go. It was never really about ideas. It was never really about what should be the proper approach to China. What should be the proper approach to the European Union? Or what should we do here domestically to bring back blue collar jobs and manufacturing? It was just anybody but Trump, and they beat it like a drum, and it yeah. worked for him. But here we are sitting here today. And you look, what did we vote for exactly? And the best you could find is we voted for Joe Biden, just not to be Donald Trump, and that doesn't seem like that's going to be very long lasting to me.
Well, you know, it the whole phenomenon of the Trump era is very interesting. I don't think it's over yet. I've never in my lifetime seen a president move more policy and get it implemented and done in the 4 years that he was there. In my lifetime, I think, put together. And we think of the national news media. No, I say national, Jeff. There are some of you good guys even in the state of Alabama.
Not enough, I would say, but I digress.
Not enough, but better than some states, I can promise you that. The national news media beat the heck out of John McCain when he ran. They did the same thing to Mitt Romney, who they absolutely love now, and they did the same thing to George W. Bush. If you go back and look, they took them to the woodshed every chance they could because they were Republicans. And it just so happens now you have a handful, literally a handful, of folks that see it differently with Mr. Trump in office because of his style of personality. And those Republicans, look, they're Republicans. They just see it in a different way. But they are going to get all the ink and all the cameras chased after them because they're against Trump, and then go put it on 24/7 news, and you say it over and over and over, and it's like the Republican Party is all split. Now, there's 4 or 5 people that do not care for him. But I can tell you what, about 75 million that do, and voters outweigh that. They outweigh those 30-second clips every time, and they've shown it over and over again. So it's going to be interesting for sure. I look forward to Trump, though, getting out during the 2022 and moving around. That's going to be yummy. I don't care who you are. All eyes will be on that.
I think you raise a good point here, and something to think about. particularly George W. Bush, that era, and just how the Democrats and the media made him out to be the worst thing imaginable, the worst thing possible. Bush lied, people died. And you go back to Reagan even, and they didn't like his approach to the Cold War because it was too polarizing and too aggressive, and we needed to work more with Gorbachev. And you know, but then, you know, a little time passed. And man, we didn't know how good we had it with Reagan. Man, we didn't know how good we had it with W. Bush. They always go to the mattresses during a Republican president's administration. And then in retrospect, we were just, you know how the game is played. I don't know that they're necessarily going to do that with Trump, but, this is not unusual behavior for our mainstream media.
Well, here's the beauty. The voters seeing through that, Jeff. Because of, I think, talk show, who we're going to give the king of talk shows, Rush Limbaugh, shout out as he sits by his heavenly father today in heaven. But starting that revolution in radio, with it as strong as many conservative stations as it had picked up through the years, and social media, I call social media a blessed curse. You know, it's like fire to burn your house down or keep you warm and save you. But between that, the voters and the American citizens have a lot of information available in their pockets or their purses within seconds. And we are seeing that those voices are rising above what we might slam down our throats at night on MSNBC or CNN. It's one reason their ratings are so low. They are not reading the room. They are not reading the room of the American people. No. And so 2022, I really think when the House that, I think we got a darn good chance to take the Senate back. But nothing's moving right now in D.C., that's for sure.
Well, I agree with
and
you.
So we'll ride this out for two more years. I think we flipped it. I think we surely flipped the House, or we're going to be real close to the Senate.
I agree with you on the tone deafness part. Chairman, we got to get out of here. We're up against the break, but thank you for making time for us. We always appreciate
it. Absolutely. Love being with my mobilians and around the state.
And we'll do it again real soon. That was former Alabama Republican Party Chairwoman Terry Lathan. We got to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich.